1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Attention nurses, are you ready for a change? Hometown Healthcare has exciting opportunities in the Emporia and Linden communities. Do you miss getting to spend time with your patients? Are you ready to work in an always changing environment? Maybe you wish you could take time to educate your patients. With Hometown Healthcare, you get all of those things and so much more. Visit hometownhealthcare.net or call 620-412-6812 to find out more. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 30th and final day of the month of November, 42 degrees on our way to 59 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Christy Moan. Christy's the marketing manager for Unbound Gravel, and also Michelle Duffy, associate marketing director for Unbound. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there. Good morning, guys.
How's it going today, Michelle?
Lovely. It's beautiful sunrise.
Outstanding. Well, Michelle, let's talk about this, the new Lifetime National Grand Prix Cycling Race Series. Before we get into the really how things are going to lay out for next year, I wanted to ask you first how this developed here over the last several months, or maybe even longer than that.
Yeah, the Lifetime Grand Prix started as an idea back. We've been tossing this around in the office since probably late 2018, early 2019, as like, oh my gosh, imagine if we pulled something like this off. And over the last few years, that has become a little bit more of a conversation and a reality. And then late 2020 and early 2021, we kind of buckled down and we're like, let's make this happen. And I started to outline our goals and what events we would include. And here we are with it officially launched into the world a few years later.
The Lifetime Grand Prix. Well, Christy, let's tell folks exactly what the Grand Prix consists of. How will this work?
Well, we're going to select 40 elite riders, 20 men and 20 women, who will be competing for a combined prize purse of $250,000. They basically will be getting points scored across six different lifetime events. Five will be scored, and they have the option to either skip one or drop their lowest score from one of those. And then we're going to have a prize purse covering the top 10 of each field of the men and the women. So a deep prize purse and some real motivation for people to get out and come and race these events.
That is a deep purse right there, $250K. So how will the selection process work, Christy? Because I would assume you have a lot of riders that will want to get involved with this.
I'm leaving that up to Michelle.
Well, Michelle, how's this going to work?
We launched our application for participation in the Lifetime Grand Prix last Monday. So we're a week in, and we're closing the application process next Monday, December 6th. Right now we're seeing applications flow in from around the country and around the world. Some of the best riders that, you know, not just from gravel, from mountain biking, from road cycling, that want to come and participate in this. So we're asking a series of questions, but really we're looking for riders that have an amazing resume, that, you know, can be competitive and make this thing honest. But at the same time, we want cyclists that also truly care about growing the sport and growing fandom within cycling, because then we share the same goal. So some of our questions are about how they view U.S. cycling fandom today and how they want to see that grow and how they can contribute to it. Basically, we want to make sure we have good people who are also fast riders.
Makes sense. You mentioned here you're getting folks from around the world. Have the numbers basically tracked along with your expectations, or did you really have a kind of an expectation point here this deep into the application process?
Yeah, we really had no idea. I mean, we hoped that there would be a lot of interest, but we are talking about just a small percentage of our overall field. But we're well over 100 applicants so far, with a week to go. So I think we're really impressed by that, and it's exceeding expectations so far.
All right, so the Lifetime Grand Prix Series, six of the most iconic cycling events, and that will include, Christy, Unbound Gravel. What other events are a part of the Grand Prix?
Well, it's going to start off with Sea Otter Classic with a mountain bike race out there. Unbound Gravel follows that. Then we have Crusher in the Tusher. We have Leadville, which is the iconic mountain bike race. Then we have Schwamigan, and it culminates another mountain bike race. And then we culminate with Big Sugar Gravel, which is our team down from Emporia has helped put that event on as well. So that will be the final event will be Big Sugar Gravel in Bentonville, Arkansas.
How important was it to have, at least for us, three iconic names, Unbound, you've got Leadville, and then the Big Sugar as part of this particular, this new series to draw attention not only to the series itself, but really to gravel grinding as a whole?
Well, I think it's just that. We're having the elite riders, camera, media, all of that will be on these communities for those events, for sure. I mean, we already see that a lot with Unbound. This is just stepping that level up again. And I think it just, again, it reinforces Emporia's home as the gravel grinding capital of the world is right here in our own backyard. And I think that speaks a lot to all of the efforts that this community has put in towards Unbound. Or the event.
Lifetime Grand Prix, a big purse of $250,000. Well, quickly, let's finish up here by talking about Unbound, which is coming up June the 4th of 2022. Christy, I think the XL lottery is coming soon, right?
Yep. It opens up tomorrow, actually. So I saw that. I know you're getting ready to put your hat in the ring, your name in the ring for that one. So. We've been waiting for you. We got a spot.
Are you waiting for me?
I might get 3.5 miles. That may be as far as I get.
That's something.
That's something. So the XL lottery opens tomorrow. How long is that window, Christy?
Oh, you're testing my memory now. I think I have December, to go to the website to look at that. I think it's the 10th.
December 15th, I believe. I have it right in front of me.
15th.
Here, so.
Yes. Oh, Grand Prix is the 10th. Yeah, it's the 15th and then the selection by the 18th or 19th, something like that. So.
And what about the lottery itself for the 25, 50, 100, and 200? What are we looking at there? Is that early in early January?
Yes, January 5th, that opens up. Oh, sorry, Michelle, go ahead.
No, it's okay. January 5th through January 18th.
So, Michelle, did you get a lot of people that deferred last year, due to maybe some COVID issues, travel issues that are going to be back this year? You seen a lot of that?
Yeah, we had our deferral window open in November, and we expected to see a lot of our deferrals from the 2020 event register for 2022, and we also had quite a few from 2021 as well. So those deferrals are all rolled in. Today is the last day for them to redeem their deferral entry for the 2022 race, so that's all set up by the time we launch our lottery. Some of these people registered in 2020, so it's 2 years later. Some might not even ride a bike anymore. Who knows? So we don't see 100% of our deferrals re-register for the event, but we are sitting pretty and excited to have those people join us in Emporia.
One more question that I have for both of you, and Christy, I wanted to get your thoughts here first, and maybe it's difficult to gauge the number of people that are taking up cycling here over the last maybe 2 years, specifically over the COVID time period, but have you seen increases in riders, or at least maybe anecdotal evidence of riders getting into the sport here over the last 18 months as a way to stay healthy and a way to get out and about during COVID?
We certainly think so. I mean, that's how it looks and feels. I don't think we have any real proof of that, but I think, we're definitely seeing the excitement build back up towards these events and these community gatherings that happen through gravel cycling. So I think we're going to see a huge year. Our expo sales are doing well for the All Things Gravel Expo, which also is another indicator of coming back. And I think the Grand Prix adds with that element of fandom, just adds to that momentum and that excitement. And I think you're just going to see people want to ride their bike because they're being inspired by all of these athletes out there.
Michelle, what have you seen as far as the local community in cycling? It seems like, you know, it seems to get bigger every year. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, for sure. And I think just a good indicator of that is how difficult it is right now to get bikes and bike parts. I mean, beyond the supply chain issue, also, there are more people buying bikes than ever before, and there are more people buying gravel bikes than ever before. So that is a really positive indicator for us. And to Christy's point, part of the premise of the Grand Prix and other activations that we're launching is to help not just grow participation, but now let's make you a fan of the sport too, so that it becomes a part of your everyday life.
The gravel grinding capital of the world. Just love the way that sounds. Man, sounds good. Isn't it? Unbound Gravel coming up June 4th, and they're going to be part of the Lifetime Grand Prix coming up this year. As we've got lottery happenings for the XL coming up early December, and then for the other lengths of the race, 25, 50, 100, and 200, starting on January 5th. Christy, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Back at you.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Yeah, Michelle Duffy, Associate Marketing Director, and Christy Moen, Marketing Manager, Unbound Gravel. Chuck?
It is almost game on, really. And again, if folks that are interested in being part of